from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer the question? Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
answer the question,
you
would
could,
you veto?
You could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month.
That's not true.
And probably after birth. Just look at the governor, former governor of Virginia. The governor of Virginia said, we put the baby aside and then we determine what we want to do with the baby.
President. So they actually did turn to her, Lee, and ask her the question, you know, it's okay to kill a 9-month-old baby. Will there be any restrictions?
But I do want to ask, would you support any restrictions on a woman's right to an abortion?
I absolutely support reinstating the protections of Roe v. Wade.
And Lee, Roe v. Wade does not put any limit on it at all of any kind.
That exchange also pointed out, and I heard this a couple of other times, what happened to the muting the microphones?
Yes,
that
people
did
noticed
not happen.
That.
Now, it did happen on a couple of occasions, but there were several occasions I heard where her mic particularly was open. She was talking, when Trump was talking, and she was allowed to talk over him while it was going on. Now, it may have happened the other way, too. I'm not sure. I didn't notice that. But I certainly noticed it a couple of times that her mic was open when he was speaking.
Well, did you notice ABC News in the 20 minutes before the debate put out a statement? Did you see that?
No.
Saying, we're thinking about unmuting the mics, actually, if there's something editorially important being said.
Oh, okay.
They put out that statement. Yes.
So they were giving themselves cover because they negotiated the terms with both parties, which both parties agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before it, they're going to change those in such a way that actually benefited one side more than the other.
Yeah, they renamed on it.
Well, I'm sure that there was a negotiation going on with the Harris campaign to do away with that provision because they wanted her to be able to respond over Trump to get him going, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah, it is exactly what happened. And I mean, again, all you need to understand here is this, that the news boss there oversaw all of this. The network chief, Dana Walden at ABC News, has had a 30-year-long friendship with Kamala Harris and her husband, held fundraisers for Kamala Harris since the 80s.
Well, ABC stands for always being corrupt.
Right.
So,
since the 80s. The two husbands in particular, Doug Emhoff and her, Dana Walden's husband, are described as extraordinary friends and best friends.
It's just funny how there's never any criticism of the tight relationship between media and Democrats, but there's always the accusations of look at the criticism that the Murdoch family comes under all the time because of Fox News. But do you hear anything about the close relationship that ABC and others, NBC and CNN, have? I mean, even family members that are involved in, you know, administrations and then also in the media. You never hear any criticism about that.
This is how tight that Dana Walden, the new network chief at ABC, again, she's the one who oversaw all of this, is with Kamala Harris and her husband. This is a Kamala Harris quote. In many ways, Dana and Matt are responsible for my marriage, Harris told a group of donors in 2022 because they introduced her to her husband.
Purely, I'm sure, very objective leadership there now. I'm sure that has nothing to do with anything.
By the second half of the debate, it was 3-on-1. They fact-checked Trump 5 times. Yeah. 5 times. They let her lie her rear end off. And, you know, so this morning I'm looking at the cover of the New York Post, and they're saying Cambush, K-A-M-B-U-S-H, and how un you know, it was a three-on-one debate and how unfair it was. But I don't think it was an ambush. If you walk into a situation like this knowing this stuff, you know, it's a suicide mission is what it is. And I got to ask, and I think everybody across the country who's doing this today has to ask, why? Why do we keep doing this? Why is he doing this? This morning, his spokesperson was on Fox News. Oh, this is great. We're going to do at least two more. Oh, God, no, please. On what network? Because, see, she's smart. She's not going on Fox. Yeah. Because she knows, listen, Brett Baer is one of the fairest moderators there is in journalism.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's brutal to Republicans, but he's brutal to Democrats,
right,
too.
Exactly.
Right?
Like Tim Russert used to be.
Yes. One of the few. I don't like Brett Baer. But he's a fair moderator, okay? And she knows that she's not going on Fox News. Well, that should end the conversation right there. The next debate is on Fox News, or is there? There's no next debate. He can't do this again.
Well,
this is we're going to lose the Republic because for some reason he does this again. Can I just say one more thing? It's not that Trump didn't know this.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what's so shocking.
Yeah.
He was on Hannity on the 5th town hall, and he's already complaining about how unfair Dana Walden is going to be. Why? Because Dana Walden has a well-documented in the mainstream media 30-year friendship. The spouses are also best friends. The New York Times reported it. And he's complaining. Why did you agree to it? Why? Why? We don't have to do this. We don't. Don't do it again. And yet she's out there. We're going to take on it. We're going to do another one. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because you know what? This has become an abusive relationship with these debates in the media.
Yeah.
They've seen what ABC got away with. They're going to want it too. So wherever Trump goes, he's going to have to debate all the moderators plus Kamala. And you know what Trump said? This is just a quote from Trump from the Hannity town hall. Her husband's best friend, talking about Kamala's, is married to the head of the ABC network. Right. They're going to get the questions. I've already heard, he said, adding they're going to get the questions in advance. Unquote.
You know,
why'd you agree to it?
Yeah.
Why?
There's an old saying in politics that incumbents should not do debates. And honestly, if you look at this debate and the previous one between Trump and Biden, that holds true. Because in the previous debate, when it was the presumed Democrat nominee, Joe Biden, and former President Trump, both were incumbents. You know, an odd situation for this country, but both were incumbents. We knew what both of these men were going to do. Because we've seen what they've done. This is known. And you have with Harris a situation where we know what Trump's done. There was no point in him going up there to talk about what he has done. And she's talking about what she claims she's going to do, even though she's been there for 3.5 years, part of an administration that does have a record. And it's just so, why as an incumbent do you do a debate? I mean, there's an argument to do them, but there's also an argument not to do them. And I think that the past couple of presidential debates have shown the reason not to.
This has just become okay to 3-on-1 gang up on Trump.
And that too, yeah.
If he goes to another liberal network, it will be worse. He's given them permission. He's given them permission to do it. It has to stop.
Might as well be NPR next time.
It's got to stop. I mean, we can't do this. This is irresponsible to be doing this.
Yeah.
When you know what you're walking into. And the only way to teach them a lesson is to say no. He doesn't need another debate. What does he need another debate for?
I know. I just...
The good news from last night, and I'm actually kind of surprised about this, CNN's own flash poll, you know how they do those flash polls where people actually watch the debate?
Right.
Okay. But before the debate, so they poll the same people before the debate and then during the debate. Okay. Before the debate, 37% trusted her to handle the economy, 53% trusted him. After the debate, 55% trusted him and 35% trusted her. It went down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, this may have been damaging for her too in ways we don't understand. I thought some of her facial expressions were pure cringe.
Well, whatever.
She just looked weird.
Well,
and so that kind of stuff counts with people who don't follow politics. So,
And there was also a complete, and this is usual for all candidates. You know, they'll talk about big picture policies without any details whatsoever. And there were no details on anything Mm-mm. that she talked about on policy. Absolutely devoid of it. There was nothing but platitudes the whole time.
And look, if you only caught the first 20 minutes of that to be, you came away thinking Trump won it.
Yeah.
You did. He had a good 20 minutes. And I got to tell you, the most devastating part of that debate for her, and the one that really shows you who she is and how she does not give a rip about the American people. And the second you inaugurate her, she will never give a rip about you again until it's time to run again. She is not going to care if you're struggling to afford food. She didn't bother to answer the are you better off question.
Yeah, and I hope the very first question out of the gate.
I hope independents caught this. Yeah. Because this is who she really is.
When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle class kid. And I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have actually a plan to build what I call an opportunity economy. Because here's the thing. We know that we have a shortage of homes and housing, and the cost of housing is too expensive for far too many people. We know that young families need support to raise their children, and I intend on extending a tax cut for those families of $6,000, which is the largest child tax credit that we have given in a long time, so that those young families can afford to buy a crib, buy a car seat, buy clothes for their children.
She dodged the question. Yep, absolutely. And I mean, what I would have come back with is, so what? You've pledged to let my tax cuts for the middle class expire. You're going to take money out of their hands that they desperately need to pay food prices that are inflated now by 20% because of you. So what does it matter if you give them $6,000 tax credit? You're going to take money out of their bank accounts by letting my tax cuts expire. That is a middle class tax increase. Why are you increasing taxes on the middle class? That's the kind of thing I would have said to her. This is a shell game, move the money around. But she didn't answer that question because she can't. And I thought that was the worst of it for her. And it was the first one. So that was good yesterday. That was good. Anyway, so what do you think overall, real quickly?
Like I said in the first hour, it was not the debate performance I wanted. I think that there were certainly some good things for Trump. I think he made the points. Just came across as a little bit angry. Well, more than a little bit angry. And of course, you know, as well, also we talked about previously, considering the weaponization of the judiciary, judicial system against this, the former president by the current administration, and against the attempt on his life where the administration, the federal government failed in its attempt to protect him. You know, why wouldn't he be angry? But, you know, Harris, she to me just seemed so practiced and fake and phony. But then that's her usual persona.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll find out what the voters think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, programming notes. This weekend, Saturday, I'm looking forward to this. Join me at Rally for America. That's at Stearns Park in Columbus, North Carolina. It's going to be this Saturday, September 14th. The event starts at 10 a.m. You can meet candidates, organizations up in North Carolina. Candidates, organizations working to restore American values, and we'll celebrate with live music, great food, fellowship. It's brought to you by Common Sense Retirement Planning and the Polk County Republican Party. You can get more info at polk.nc.gop. That's the website, polk.nc.gop. And again, it's at Stearns Park, Columbus, North Carolina, on Saturday. I will be there. Tony Dale will be there. You may have heard his podcast. He's with Common Sense Retirement Planning. I mean, it's just going to be a great family event. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay. Folks, not only did ABC News jump in and fact check Donald Trump five times, they let her lie her rear end off. This is what this sounded like. It's like they were prepared for any kind of answer he might give so that they could lie for her.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports. Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is actually coming down in this country. The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. But I did watch all of these pieces of video. I didn't detect the sarcasm lost by a whisker.
He was correcting Trump. But they didn't do that to Kamala. They let her lie and lie and lie and lie. Let's take this one apart, okay? Springfield, Ohio. 52,000 people lived in Springfield. The Biden administration, Ohio's a red state. Okay, so you're going to ship the migrants to Ohio to try to blow it up. That's what they're doing. And they have dumped 20,000 Haitian migrants, mostly Haitian migrants, some others, on Springfield, Ohio. A town of 52,000, it is causing mass chaos. That chaos, mostly from local news reports, has been all over the internet. So they anticipated this would happen. And David Meir, one of the two debate moderators, drew the short straw and had to lie. Here's him correcting Trump with a lie.
ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there had been no credible reports. Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. President Trump, as you know, the
Yeah. Okay, no. Federalist has this morning. Police audio, police reports confirm Haitians goose hunting in Ohio. Just walking up to the local park and walking off with the geese. In other cases, they were beheading ducks. In yet another case, the police were called. There's body cam. The woman is sitting in the driveway eating a duck. I'm sorry, eating a cat. That was a different case. Raw. She just looks up, takes another bite. So here's, and so David Muir lied to undercut Trump. I've never seen anything like it in a debate. Here is a 911 call from Springfield, Ohio. David Muir, ABC, said, no, there's never been any reports. There's nothing credible. There's nothing here. Here we go.
I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three in the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma that took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of, give me a second here. And I saw that. I'm like, yeah, this has got to be reported.
So how many geese did they have?
They each had one.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. Texter writes, I thought her heinous did well last night. If you didn't know for a fact she was spewing lies and falsehoods, one might have believed her. She is an excellent liar. Now, the texter writes, she did answer the are you better question. If you think things are better, you don't have to fix that. Good point. Texter writes, Tara, it's amazing. That is why I heard during the debate, President Trump, you are the devil. Do you have any comments? Vice President Harris, Donald Trump is the devil. Would you please like to comment on that? That's what I heard all night long. It pissed me off. Love to hear from you on this morning. What'd you think of the debate? 800-905-0989 is the number. 800-905-0989. Or you can text me on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Many of you have. Texter Rich, if Kamala manages to get a $25,000 money giveaway for new homeowners, who else is going to have to pay the deficit in the budgeted tax dollars? That's you, my friend. They'll print the money, so you don't have to come up with it, but you'll just pay when you check out at the grocery store. Texter writes, she's a prosecutor. What do we expect? Lies flow like milk and honey. Now the texter writes, her cadence and speech sounds like Obama. And finally, Taylor Swift, better hang on to her cat. Yeah, Taylor Swift, no surprise. Everybody knew she was going to endorse Kamala. She did last night. Endorsing her and signing it, Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. Retirement planning text line writes this, Tara. They were quick to point out about Springfield. Yeah, David Muir lied last night when he said this stuff's not going on in Springfield with the Haitians and the beheaded ducks and the people eating cats, the 20,000 migrants that Kamala and Joe have dumped on a city of 60,000 people. So they denied it and lied last night. The moderators lied, tried to cover for her in anticipation this would come up. Texter writes, didn't the city of Aurora also deny that gangs had taken over apartment buildings until Ring cam footage came out? They did. Denver Gazette also got a hold. It's an incredible article. We did it the other day of memos from a meeting of the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the police talking about how to deal with the fact that that Kamala's Trende Aragua gangs, a lot of these guys were flown in by Joe and Kamala. They're illegal immigrants on secret flights. It's illegal to do this, but they don't care. Laws don't apply to them. Or to Joe and Kamala, apparently. That the Trende Aragua gangs not only had taken over apartments in Aurora, they had taken over apartments in many cities in Colorado. The FBI knew all about it. Their memos. Not me. Denver Gazette has a story. So now the Democrats can't deny that. It never came up last night. It never came up last night, which was shocking. Neither did the fact that the FBI wrote a memo to the companies working in the Permian oil basin warning them Trende Aragua is trying to take over that territory too. They might kill you. They're violent. They've been stealing oil. They've been stealing oil trucks. They've been stealing fracking equipment. That was a big story. Where was that in the debate last night? Where? I mean, I thought I'd hear about it. I didn't. Yesterday, this broke. That was actually 2 days ago. I mean, and this is next level shocking, folks. This shocks the mind. James O'Keefe, investigative reporter, got a hold of internal Pentagon documents. The Pentagon is worried about Trende Aragua, the migrants, the illegals on our territory, on our land. They wrote about it. You aren't supposed to see this. These aren't classified documents, but they are secret. And the Pentagon writes that the Homeland Security Investigations Department recognized that Trende Aragua criminal organization members in Denver have been given a green light to fire on and attack law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. That's a new city. Homeland Security New York reportedly received a similar report. And while the U.S. military operates globally in a high-threat environment, the increased targeting of, listen to this, military installations and personnel in the homeland represents a unique challenge. They say to deal with Trende Aragua and these violent gangs, listen to this, coordinated efforts between local, state, federal law enforcement, and the military are crucial. They are preparing internally, these are leaked documents from the Pentagon, to go to battle on our soil with these gangs. She's letting it. Why? Coordinated efforts are needed, they say, state, local, federal, military, they're crucial. Why? Because of the connections they write between the Venezuelan dictatorship, Russia, Cuba, and Iran. They are afraid of a nexus between these Trinidad Aragua gangs and terrorists. Why? Because they admit in these documents, migrants have begun to sort of probe the defenses of our military bases. Some of these we know about, some of these we don't. These are bombshell documents. Did you hear about them last night in the debate? No. No. No, you didn't. I'd have wrapped this around her neck. You know, on August 5th, 2024, I've got this right here. I'm going to hold it up so you can see on Rumble. There you go. House Judiciary Committee got a hold of some unbelievable documents from the Department of Homeland Security. In 2023, more than 250 illegal aliens on the terror watch list were caught by Border Patrol at the Southwest border. So they didn't escape. They didn't escape. We had them in custody. Quote, the Department of Homeland Security released nearly 100 of them. And at least 34 other terrorists are in DHS custody, but have not been removed from the United States. The actual number is 99 that were released into communities. God knows where they are. So Fox News calls in the Attorney General of Florida. She's suing, or is preparing to sue, to find out how many are in Florida and where are they. They are freaking terrorists. The report says Department of Homeland Security, House Judiciary Committee, that the Biden-Harris administration released them into the United States in colluding at least three with potential ISIS ties. You know what I would have said to her last night? I would have held this up. Well, I guess they couldn't bring anything in. I would have referenced this, and I would have said, did you release the other 37 terrorists along with the 99? Did you send them home? Where are they, Kamala? You released terrorists into this country. Now, this report came out on August 5th. It's not debatable. It comes from the Department of Homeland Security. Fact. And I started posting about it in the next week on X. Why is Trump not talking about this? Somebody, for the love of God, tell Trump, tell him. He doesn't have time to do his research. That's okay. His staff should do it for him. And people said, you know what, Tara, I bet he's waiting for the debate. And I went, you know, that might actually be a bad strategy. So yesterday I said, and I said on Twitter, let's see. That'll be the litmus test. Let's see. This is it here. This is the election. You could have told the American people with nobody able to stop you. He didn't. He didn't tell them. I don't think he knows. I don't think Donald Trump knows. And it's devastating. It's to steps. Everything I just laid out for you is the news of the last 2 months and the news of the last week. Bam! We could end him with this. He didn't bring any of it up. I don't think he knows. And I think Trump feels he has to do all of his own research. He can't, because he's doing a bang-up job running the campaign. He really is. He's doing a bang-up job raising money. The ads are fantastic. Sir, nobody expects you to keep up with the news. I couldn't do it if I was doing what you're doing. Nobody can. But you need staff to do it. Somebody has to prep you for these debates, sir. Somebody has to tell you every day, oh my God, she's releasing terrorists into this country. God help us. Folks, you know what the terrorists are doing? They're waiting until after the election because they want her elected so they can get all their buddies in. And then it's going to be boom, 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 boom. They're going to start hitting. They're going to start attacking. We don't have a lot of time to save this country. He didn't know. He talked about Haitians eating cats. No one had any idea what he was talking about. I don't think he knows about this. So listen, if you're listening, if you are within the sound of my voice and you can get to Trump, it's right here. Tell him about the terrorists. Massive missed opportunities last night. It was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking for the country. It's heartbreaking for how much danger we are in. This cannot continue. He needs research staff to prep him. Nobody expects him to do it himself. But at this level, with the money you've raised, hire a couple people. Have them watch the news and tell you what's going on so you can use it in the next debate or on the campaign trail. We got to get this out on the campaign trail now. I don't know how we do it. So last night, one of the major lies Kamala Harris told, and almost everything she said was a lie, it was really amazing how thick it was this.
Let me say that the United States Congress came up with a border security bill, which I supported. Donald Trump got on the phone, called up some folks in Congress and said, kill the bill. And you know why? Because he'd prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
I would say we would both leave this debate right now. I'd like to see her go down to Washington, D.C. during this debate, because we're wasting a lot of time, and let her sign a bill to close up the border, because they have the right to do it.
Okay, so he meant an executive order is what he meant to say, because there's not a bill to close the border. Okay, that bill that she wanted would have mandated that no president in the future, including Trump, this is why they want the bill, could close the border until 5,000 illegals a day on average cross it. Multiple days in a row. You want that bill? That's all you had to do. That's all you had to say. And I don't know why he didn't come back with that. He came back with Haitians eating ducks, which they did. It was disgusting. Beheaded them, in fact. But here's Trump surrogate Tudor Dixon explaining what was wrong with that bill. And you could tell she's frustrated.
There was actually bipartisan opposition to that bill because it would enshrine in law that you have to allow a certain amount of people across the border every single day. It was probably one of the most dangerous national security bills on the table in Washington. It wasn't just Donald Trump that opposed that. It was many Americans. And nobody bothered to say to her, what about the women who have died? What about the women who have been raped? What about the 300,000 plus children that are missing right now because of your open border policy? When he talked about signing an executive order immediately, that was just to stop the bleeding. Just to stop the bleeding. And when I say bleeding, I genuinely mean bleeding, because we have had murders, we have had drugs coming across this border, and we have had children every single day who are going into child trafficking or being used as a pass back and forth across the border. And no one said to Kamala Harris, well, wait a minute, you have a very dangerous border where you have had children who have been in danger every single day.
It's worse than that. That bill would have sent thousands, eventually hundreds initially, of immigration judges down to the border to award instant amnesty. Yep. God, it would have been devastating if the American people could just know, if they could just know that. I think there was a lot of missed opportunities last night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.